Pushing Daisy. From iPads to I Quit, it's the Friday Mixer. After 3.5 years heading the LA Unified School District, John Dacey stepped down from his post this week. He is set to remain with the district, however, on special assignment, whatever that means, through the end of the year. His predecessor, former superintendent Ramon Cortinez, was named interim superintendent. He's going to take over the job on Monday. Now, under Dacey's tenure, the school district came under fire for a plan to equip every student with an iPad, and the board's investigation into his handling of that $1.3 billion plan will continue. There were also teacher scandals involving sexual impropriety and a teacher's union that voted no confidence in him. It's been a big week and, to be sure, a big couple of years at LAUSD. Howard Bloom is longtime education reporter at the LA Times, and Vanessa Romo writes for the news website LA School Report. Hello to you both.
Hi.
Hi, Steve.
Howard Bloom, did Dacey see the writing on the chalkboard?
Yeah, I guess if you're asking me if he felt he needed to resign or be fired, I don't know for certain about that, but he decided that all things considered that a separation with the district was in order. I think he partly wanted to go and he partly was pushed out.
Vanessa, do you think he saw it? Did the board, you deal with this stuff on a daily basis, do you think the board lost confidence in him and was about to cut the cord?
Well, you know, he talked about being kind of over it, you know, a few weeks ago. And I think, Howard, he said that to you, and that was in one of your stories. I mean, he has kind of been over it, and he has publicly expressed the fact that he didn't have confidence that he and the board could continue moving forward to carrying out the new policies that they had passed. And so I think on both sides, there was a lot of doubt and publicly expressed doubt that neither side really foresaw a way that they could continue to work together.
What is a special assignment that the board says he'll continue at LAUSD doing? I mean, does this mean he's going to be getting paid? Is that what this is about? It's about money?
Yeah, it's about money. I don't know. I'm hoping it means that he'll be available to give me inside information about the district whenever I call, and then he can build the district for it. But I think it's just a nice way to give him a somewhat of a golden parachute. It's a smaller golden parachute than they've given to other superintendents in the past. So there's, you know, you can't say there's excessive greed going on here that way, although they were only bound to give him a 30-day separation, you know, 30 days notice. So he was entitled to a month's pay, essentially an at-will employee, even though technically his contract extended through June of 2016. And they decided to give him a little more than that. And, you know, if they need some help of his in the transition, I guess he's available. But I just don't see them calling him up every day to help out.
I thought it was interesting that he was on Morning Edition today on NPR on a national program talking about this. And I started thinking the first time I heard about this, I was like, wait a second. Is he like, I mean, he's looking for another job, right?
Well, I was actually on a conference call with him this morning. It was a call that was hosted by Student Matters. Former Superintendent Dacey and a few other superintendents were on that call. And he was asked about, you know, what's next. And he said that he had several options, one of which was to move into youth policy. Another one was moving into development of superintendents. So I guess going out there and helping train new superintendents. And then finally, he said he was also considering political office and that he's going to think about things. First, he said he's going to sleep in all weekend, and then he'll make some sort of decision by the holidays as to what's next for him.
Political office here in LA County or somewhere else?
He didn't elaborate. Everyone was sort of stunned, and you know, people asked questions, but he didn't go into any more detail.
I suspect when you head up the nation's second largest school district, you have to act like a politician, right?
Well, yeah, and ironically, that's one of the areas in which he fell short in terms of internal politics, because part of the job of being a politician is getting the people you work for who can be aggravating. I'm not saying the people I work for are aggravating, mind you, but they can be in general, and you have to make that work. And his political skills and his inability to bring people with him, both on the school board and the unions and even the rank and file teachers, are, you know, that's one of the main reasons he's not the superintendent of schools right now.
Well, and he acknowledged as much today on that phone call also. I mean, we asked him about that, and he said, you know, that was a failing of his, and that, you know, his own sense of urgency to push ahead with his policies really prevented him from unifying the board and unifying the disparate groups. And so he did recognize that today.
Let's look a little forward, shall we, in Ramon Cortinas, at least temporarily. The former superintendent, Dacey's predecessor, didn't he face like a sexual scandal of his own? And does that preclude him from being put in this position to begin with?
Well, I think it precludes him from going anywhere near the office of Scott Graham, who still works for the district and was the person who filed suit. That suit is no longer active. The facts of the case were never tried in court. I mean, it's pretty, you can find them online. They're somewhat lurid. Cortina says it was a consensual liaison. Scott Graham says it was a liaison under pressure and therefore was inappropriate. Cortinas does acknowledge it was bad judgment on his part. And then a lawsuit was filed, and it was dismissed on technical grounds. So there was never a trying of fact about whose claims were more believable. And so as far as we know, the case is dead. But I can tell you that, you know, there was never a finding of fact in the case. I mean, the district likes to say the case was dismissed, which it was, but not because they ever decided whether the claim, which side had the better claim. And, you know, when there was a settlement, the district employee was going to give up his job in exchange for the settlement. The settlement fell apart, and the district employee decided to keep his job. He brings some baggage, but he also brings a lot of experience and knowledge about how the school district works and the personalities involved. So some of the same reasons why you could argue that he shouldn't be coming back, there's a flip side that say, well, you know, there are certain reasons why they want him back.
Well, and it is just temporary, right? I mean, he's not going to be there for a long period of time.
Yeah, we don't really know how long, but I actually was speaking with a board member yesterday, and he said, you know, that if the new school year started next year, Ray Cortinas would be able to handle that, that he's been through the first day of school for, you know, a number of first days of school, and so that he, you know, he would be able to handle that if he was still in that position. So that's, I mean, that's quite a ways away already. And who knows how long the new national search is going to take.
You know, this is something my producer Avishai and I were talking about today, about whether LAUSD is actually too big for one person to manage. You're talking hundreds of thousands of students, the second largest school system in the country. Is it just too big?
Well, it's smaller than the United States, and we have one person who manages the United States at some level. Nobody's talking about splitting up the United States because it's too big for Obama to run. I mean, maybe it is, but I mean, certainly, you know, there are arguments that a smaller school district might have more of a hands-on touch and, you know, might be more effective. So, yeah, I mean, something like that is a legitimate argument. I mean, Cortinas, the last time he was here, he divided the district into regional areas, and he put superintendents in charge of that who had a lot of independent authority. What makes LA Unified so difficult is it's a very political job, and you have to know something about education, and you also have to know something about politics and human nature and managing people. And, you know, Roy Romer, the three-term governor of Colorado, who was a Democratic governor in a largely Republican state, who later headed the Democratic National Convention, he said the LA Unified job was the hardest job he ever had. But he did manage to keep it for 6 years, and he left when he was ready.
I think you just pretty much gave the job description to anybody who might be interested in that position. Howard Bloom from the LA Times, Vanessa Romo from LA School Report. Thanks to you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.